Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Carroll, and welcome to the News Diet. Today, I'm going to talk about the newest UK Prime Minister, Liz Truss. Let's be informed so we can get on with our day. Before I jump in, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, as every new or returning viewer makes such a huge difference in helping this new channel grow, where all I hope to do is provide a healthier alternative for staying informed. If you could just do me one favor and hit that subscribe button, that helps a ton in letting the YouTube algorithms know that you want to see more of the News Diet in the future, and so maybe other viewers do as well. Liz Truss has been named as the UK's next prime minister. She's a 47-year-old conservative, currently serving as foreign secretary, and was voted in by the Conservative Party after a two-month leadership contest after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his resignation in July after receiving blowback from a series of ethics scandals, which included allegations of sexual misconduct and violations of the COVID-19 lockdown policies. Today, Queen Elizabeth is scheduled to formally appoint her. Liz Truss actually used to be a Liberal Democrat, being raised by Liberal parents, and even served as the president of Oxford University Liberal Democrats. But after graduation, she joined the Conservative Party and is said to be a big fan of former Conservative Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who served in the role from 1979 to 1990 and was an advocate for smaller governments and free market policies. Ironically, Truss is taking over at a time when the economy is struggling in ways not seen since Thatcher's term, who led the UK out of stagflation partly by cutting taxes and loosening economic regulations. Here, the UK economy is grappling with skyrocketing energy costs, rising inflation, a weakening currency, not to mention backed up public services and labor shortages. There are several reasons for this that are likely to require Prime Minister Truss to hit the ground running. The energy crisis, as well as the stubborn inflation, is, like Europe, largely due to the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine. The UK is a net importer of energy and food and other goods, so they're pretty vulnerable to the tumultuous global supply chain issues. According to the UK energy regulator, just next month, the average British household will pay £3,549 a year to heat their homes, which is triple the amount from last year. This energy regulator established a cap on energy prices, and it's reported that this cap could be raised to £5,300 by April. After all, energy usage is expected to go up in the winter to account for when the cold weather comes. The UK shut down its gas storage facility in 2017, so it doesn't currently have any kind of reserves to help with the shortage. These kinds of prices are hitting residents and businesses hard. According to government figures, bankruptcies in the UK rose 80% in April to June period from the same time last year. Ms. Truss already vowed to tackle the supply chain issues, and while most details have yet to be announced, she's expected to promote lower taxes and deregulations as a way to keep more money in people's possession, as well as more freedom to try to grow their businesses. But another issue facing the region is a strain being felt on some of the nation's public services, such as the nationalized healthcare system. Due to, again, inflation affecting how far the government spending can go, but also an aging population, there's currently a backlog of 6.6 million patients waiting for healthcare treatment. There's some reports of ambulances taking over an hour to arrive when the target is usually 18 minutes. It's not just the UK economy that Ms. Truss will have to tackle. She'll also have to face several unfolding global events, such as the Ukraine-Russia war, the China-Taiwan tensions, as well as other situations developing within China, as well as affairs closer to home, like the still-evolving aftermath of Brexit. Truss will be UK's fourth Conservative Prime Minister in 6 years, following Boris Johnson, Theresa May, and David Cameron. Due to the circumstances surrounding Johnson's exit, the British parliamentary system held an internal election for this new prime minister. A wider election isn't required until 2024. You've just been informed, so now it's time to get on with your day. I'm Michelle Carroll. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode and want to continue following a healthier alternative for staying informed, where I forgo partisan fighting and fear-driven narratives, then please be sure to hit that subscribe button, as of course you'll get more of this show in your feed, and also you'll be helping this new channel grow and reject sensational media. Thank you so much for your support, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.